cognitive assessment?
Top of the line.
Yeah, we're also really halacha chesed, but we didn't do the last two lines of the Gemara before, you know? What does it say? Darsa, v'in yadua, heichan darsa, d'mira kol tala. If you press the figs into one of the casks, but you don't know which one, everybody holds it, becomes bottle. Each cask has to have at least two plus in order to bottle the leader that fell into it, so it has to be rove. They should bottle barov. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
The idea of bottle barov comes from there.
That's the Gemara Chulin has. Where do we know rove from? The Gemara has a whole long arichas over.
Right?
Long
right.
Whole arichas over there. How you know it?
It's a svaro or it's a deraisa.
Rove is a din deraisa. Yeah. I mean, it could be we learn it from best, and it could be the Gemara tries to say we learn it from the fact that you're able to kill someone if he gets, because otherwise, how do you know? Maybe he was a
treifa,
Tishkan Yus is an example, right. Of rove, yeah.
But that's kavua. That's
where you find yourself in the store. That's kavua.
Right, but I'm saying if the meat.
But if you meet if you find the meat outside, then it's rove. Almost a rove. One of the questions he asked in the bottom over here. Is that there's apparently some poskim that have a discussion. When you have bittul barov, do you have to have a ratio of two permitted parts to one prohibited part? So that would mean two pieces in the vela intermingled with four pieces of kosher meat. So the permitted pieces are double that of the forbidden pieces.
It's two-thirds.
So it's... Or is it enough to have 51%? I didn't know there was a discussion. I mean, he says there's a discussion. He says from the Yerushalmi, it's mukhuf, you don't need double. Yerushalmi has clearly states here explicitly. It's not more. One. Yeah. So I don't know. I never heard this clear before. But he says there's a discussion. If you want to see that, it's in footnote 4 in the brackets. Anyway, let's go on. We're going to start the new halacha here, everybody. Is walking in, it's right on time for the beginning of the next halacha. All right. I've got nobody online, so pretty soon I'm going to close that down. But let's get going here. Halacha Ches, on daf mem gimel amud aleph. So, saw truma shenafla pima grova kafar. You have a saw truma that fell on the top of a pile of whole grain in a storeroom, and he skimmed it. Okay? So he's skimming off the top layer. Now, when you say skimming off the top layer, I don't want you to think of it as, taking a little slice. I want you to think of it like I skimmed it with a big bucket. So I've got a lot in this bucket that I skimmed off of it. A large amount, okay? Rabbi Eliezer, I remember Yeshua Kofoy Meya saw. If the skimmed layer has 100 saw in it, Talabah Chunameya. So then the truma will become bottom, right? In other words, he skimmed such a large amount that there's 100 times the amount of truma that fell into the taruvus. Rabbi Yeshua Imer Loitala. He says, no, it doesn't become nullified. Now we have to know that, if you recall what we said before, right? We hit him up like this earlier. If something is on the top, of the top of the barrel, so Rabbi Eliezer held that it would become bottle in the tops, all the tops, we look in even the one barrel, it's considered as if it's Urav with the bottom ones, right? So therefore, even though it's at the top of the barrel, but we're making, we look at it as if it's mixed up. Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold like that, right? So then the Lishitosim over here on this halacha over here, halacha ches, they're saying exactly the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, if you skim off the top,
it stays separated.
So it stays
separated. Let's
not make it complicated. Let's just say, the same way he held it was bottle before, it continues to be bottle now. The truth of the matter is the Gemara is going to ask that it's actually a contradiction. What do you have to be mevatel it for? It's already batel by virtue of the fact that it's got 100 times the amount that fell into it to begin with. So it's, who cares if he skimmed it off? It was mutter even before he skimmed it off. It's actually a stira to what he said before. Here it sounds like if he didn't skim it off, it would not be batel. So let's leave that kasha for the Gemara. We're going to read it tonight in just a minute. But at this point, let's just learn that the only l'shitasam, Rabbi Elazar holds that there is shayach bittul with the bottom, and Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not shayach bittul with the bottom. So therefore, since it's not, because he holds, you don't look at it as if it's mixed up. It's separate and distinct at the top. Therefore, what are you trying to do by scooping off the top? You're going to scoop off the top so that you're getting 100 times the truma with with stuff below it. In other words, the way I view it is, I mean, he wants to make a taruvus. If it's in the barrel, it's stuck, it's stationary, so it's not moving around. But if I'll scoop, or if not, not, let's not take the case of the barrel. Let's use the case of wheat. So you have wheat kernels. You have the wheat kernels that's truma on the top. I want to mix it up together with the other wheat kernels that are holin below, and that way we have a taruvus. While it's on the top, and we know it's on the top, so then it's not going to be bottle. Okay. So by you going ahead, let me get to the point now. The point is, by you going ahead and trying to scoop off the top, you're trying to create bittul. And that, Rabbi Yeshua holds, that's an avera of imvatlan isser lachachila, and therefore it's not going to work. Okay, that's basically what he says in footnote 7. I don't know if it would have been better, but I guess if possible. Accordingly, his skimming of a thick upper layer, which caused the truma to become commingled with the chulin in that layer, is an act of intentionally commingling a prohibited substance in order to nullify it. Okay, so that's how we're learning. So for now, we're just going to say Rabbi Shuls, it's an isra v'im v'atlan isla hachila. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no such isra over here because it's already bought. So Rabbi Lazar says, saw truma shenofal pimagura. So if it does happen that it falls into a pile, so what should you do? Yikpeno. He should skim off the top layer. So what do you mean he should skim off the top layer? We just said skimming off the top layer doesn't help. So he says on the bottom, the difference is he's saying to skim off a very, very thin layer. What you should do is just skim off the truma that fell off the top. And more than that, now, don't try to be mevatel anything. Just skim off the top so you know you have all the truma, and it'll be aser b'achila for a zar, and you'll give that to the kohen. Okay? So that's the difference between the reisha and the seifa. This is thin, even though it's the same verb, right? He said, ukufa'a in the beginning, the first line. And you could pen it. It's the same shoresh. But
frozen. The top layer freezes first. That's why it's skimming the top. That's what the footnote says.
Is that right?
Kafu tohomot belev yam.
Okay. Very good. So according to Yeshua, what is the purpose of the? Because if you do it, if it falls and you know where it is, it's not going to be bottle. And you can't scoop it up. So then how is it bottle? Why, when they said it's bottle in 101, what were they talking about? It's if you don't know if it's mixed up or you don't know where it fell. So if you don't know where it fell, so then the whole thing is a suffix. Okay. If you have two piles, let's say the two piles have 50-50 each. And truma falls into one of them. Okay? Then you do a laser hemnofa. You don't know which one the one saw fell into. So you got pile number one is 50. Pile number two is 50. Truma falls into one pile. We don't know which pile. Okay? So normally you need 100. So I've got 100 between the two piles. Add up the two piles and you've got 100. Since you don't know which one of the piles it fell into, you can't. They can both be mitzarif to this suffix. That's what the Mishnah tells us. So that's the Tanakhama.
Seems very creative.
Malus wasu, it helps. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon says, and looks into this. Afilo haim b'shtei ayaras. Tanakama holds that it's as long as they're in one, as long as they're in the same city, it'll work. Rabbi Yeshua says, even if it's two separate cities, I've got a pile of 50 saw here in Baltimore, I've got a pile of 50 saw in Philadelphia, and I don't know which pile the saw came, of Truma fell into. The two piles are mitzaref to 100, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Such a chiddush gadol, right? Is that even more creative?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. My small thing, Rabbi Yaisi. Here we're going to have a case of vegetables. So vegetables come in bundles. Well, I always visualize bundles of carrots. I mean, that's just, I don't know, it's just me. That's all I remember when I was growing up. My mother would always bring home a bag of carrots that would be in a bundle.
It's just
me, right? So you have half? What?
Scallions, radish.
Radish in bundles?
Sure.
Oh, I thought they came like cut up in a little green container. Okay.
Only for those people that shop at Whole Foods.
Okay. So half of the bundle. So you have 50. The point is you have 50 whole bundles, and one bundle falls into it, which is half truma and half chulin. So right. So we've got how many halves altogether is 51 bundles. 102 halves make 51, right? You just multiply it by 2. 102. So we have 102 halves. So the chiddush of this case, this is Rabbi Kiva's, the Rabbi Yaisi is saying this case. So my people from Tala, I said to Rabbi Kiva, this is Rabbi Yaisi, said to Rabbi Kiva, let it be bottle. Lo sha truma olu b'chamishim v'yachad, not because I hold that truma is bottle in 51, that's not what I hold. I'm still holding like we're always saying that you need 101. Ela, shahayusha meo shechatsiyam, because you have 102 halves. So you're basically breaking apart all the bundles into halves, even though they're physically connected. So that's the finish. Again, a little creative, but enough to make it bottle.
These are nice svaras.
And Rabbi Kiva was quiet, apparently, which indicates that he acquiesced. And if you know how to spell acquiesce, anybody want to try to spell without looking in the. You want to try to spell acquiesce?
A C Q U.
Yes. I E S C E D. That's a hard one.
Oh, C.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay. 43B. Now the Gemara is going to ask the kasha I asked you before. So we just said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? We said that you skim off the top, and if you have enough, 100 in the part that you skim off the top, then it'll be mevatel the truma. So the problem is, the Yerushalmi asks, that's against the Rabbi Eliezer we said before, right? The Gemara says, "Miflafoshi tosei the Rabbi Eliezer, Taman hu amar hatachtonis malas to sell yonis." We said before when you had a barrel. The bottom one helped him mevatel the top one. Here we say if the part that he skimmed off has 100, then it's bottle. But if it would still be connected to the bottom, then it wouldn't work. Implied is that the chulin at the bottom of the pile does not combine to nullify the truma at the top of the pile. That's a question of stira. So this stira, the Gemara is going to give two terutzim. Two answers to this stira, okay? And the answers are going to actually surprise you. So, I'll give you a warning. These are surprising answers. Rav Yirmi, Rav Yechia, Bar Shem, Rav Yaitanon, and Shem Bar Bo, Shem Kahana. These are all the names of people that were giving answers. The English and the Hebrews continue to refer to this question, this answer, as Kahana. So even though a lot of other names involved there, but just think of this name as this answer as Kahana's answer. Kahana says the following: Divrei Rav Eliezer asu oisa kemerabeh mezid, that they made Rav Eliezer as if he's intentionally adding chulin in order to nullify the truma. So number four, he has a long explanation over here, but So to cut to the chase, let's see. Let's put it this way. The person, by skimming it, has demonstrated that he does not hold that it is mixed up with the bottom ones. You're going out of your way now to show that by skimming it, by virtue of skimming it, that you're trying to mimavatal it. But if you really held that it was mixed up already, why would you bother? Must be you hold it's not mixed up. I never knew that you could make this decision as to whether how a halacha works. But apparently, maybe it's a Maris Ayin issue. I'm not sure exactly.
Because physically, he doesn't see it being mixed
physically,
up.
He doesn't see it. He doesn't buy it. He just doesn't say, yeah. I don't think he's saying he actually got comes home. He just feels that it's not mixed up. And therefore, by virtue of the fact that he demonstrates, he writes it like this. The person demonstrates that he does not perceive the truma that fell atop the pile to be spread throughout the pile. Because if it was spread throughout the pile, he wouldn't need to be skimming it. So, let's see. Yeah, I go all the way down. It is only by virtue of this imaginary commingling, referring to the previous Mishnah, when we said that it was batal. It was by virtue of this imaginary commingling that we said that the bottom ones were mixed up with the top ones, that the lower figs combined to nullify the upper two figs. When, however, one makes it obvious that no such imaginary commingling occurred, there can be no nullification. All right? So basically, so this answer, we'll call this Kahana's answer. So Kahana's saying, let's try to read it into the words, that it's hard to read it into the words, but also osa kemarava mazid. They treated it as if you're intentionally adding chulin in order to nullify the truma. So basically, you hold it's not batal. You hold the top is not mixed up with the bottom, and you are trying to create a bittul by skimming off the top. Well, that's in ma'onis lachachila. No, but I didn't say that right. In the Mishnah, he says that it's batal. Okay, it's a little confusing because the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah that it's batal when you skim off the top. It's batal. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says it's not batal, right? And we said Rabbi Yeshua, the pshat was because he held the aim of and lachachila. But here we're trying to answer, this is what's a little confusing. We're trying to answer what happened to Rabbi Eliezer of the previous Mishnah who said that we look at the bottom ones as if it's mixed up with the top ones. So why do you have to even bother with skimming off the top? Answer is that by showing that by skimming off the top, you show you personally don't hold that it's mixed up. So therefore, it's taka not going to be bottle. You are mavatal the koyach habitol that we had in the previous Mishnah. So according to this mahalach, it's really not batal. That's kahanim. Now let's go to the next answer. The Gemara is going to go through nafkaminas between these two answers. Rav Asi v'shem Rav Yekman. So this is going to be referred to going forward as Rav Asi's answer. Divi Rav Eliezer also isa kasaw olam mitok meya. What this means is like this. Really, it's batal. Rabbi Eliezer held it was batal before in the previous Mishnah, and it continues to be batal in this Mishnah also. So then what's going on? Why do you need a new bittul when you skim off the top? Because what have we been saying all along? We've been saying this many times. That even when it's batal, you have to be mala one and give it back to the kohen. So when you take something out, we're going to look at that as if that's truma. Of course, we don't know that it's truma. But if we're going to look at it as if it is truma, then that one that you took out of the pile to make truma has to be batal. That's what's going on. You're skimming off the top with a lot because you want that besides the saw of truma that you were being mala to give to the Kohen, then that should also be bottle. So you're doing like, it's a secondary requirement. So there was an original bittul originally, and that was good, and it's still good. But now by skimming it, you could get caught up in this other issue of what about the one that's supposed to go to the Kohen. That's basically what he's saying over here. However, even when a measure of truma becomes nullified, the mixture is not permitted until it's raised and removed from the mixture to be given to the Kohen. So, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the Mishnah is that raised measure is treated as if it's actual truma that fell in. And if that measure subsequently falls into other chulin, it's not nullified in less than 101. So accordingly, the one saw within that skin layer is considered the raised measure, which he is separating from the mixture of 101. And hence, if the skin layer contains less than 101 saw, the layer will constitute a new mixture of a raised measure and less than 100 chulin, which will make the whole raised measure usur. That's basically what it says. So then he has a summation. You want to do the summation? I mean, I'll just tell you. So the summation, he's basically saying that the chiluk is, according to Kahana, it's not batal, because you're demonstrating you hold it. It's not mixed up. According to Ravasi, it is mixed up. It really is batal. It's just a different problem of what you're raising up. Now, what's the nafkamina? I'll die to the Ravasi and mutal Ravais. That is to say, can I intentionally skim off a thick layer in order to increase the amount of coolant? So according to Ravasi, because he holds, what? Why is it mutter? Because the truma has already been bottled when it fell in to begin with. Now it's just what you're bringing out of the taruvis that you're bringing it out. So at that point, you can be mevatel
l'chachila. So he's skimming enough to have mea sel?
That's right. That's what the Mishnah said.
How is he doing that?
That's why I was careful to tell you, when you're skimming here, you're not skimming with...
I understand, but that's a huge
amount. It's a huge amount. Yes, it is a huge amount.
I'm saying, how much is the whole barrel?
Let's say you skim with a... What do you call those tractors with the scooper in the front? What's that called?
Brewery. They were skimming off one of those with...
That huge bag.
That's right.
With the huge...
Yeah, apparently, I mean, it's hard to understand this. It's very hard. It doesn't seem practical. I know.
Excuse me, and it's not hard to understand how we can be mevatel in two different parts in two different cities.
One's harder than the other. One's a lumdus, and one's a physical difficulty. Okay. Well, that's the kahana, also the rabbis, we're going to kahana. You're creating bittul, so that because it wasn't bottled before, so therefore it's going to be awesome to do that. Another nafkamina, kafa v'chaz of a kafa. What if you skimmed off the top layer and that wasn't enough to make 101? Then you go back to get another scoop. Can you do that? I'll die to dravasi mutter. Because, why is that mutter? Because
the truma is bottle
because
already.
It's bottle already. The original truma was nullified. It's permissible to intentionally skim 101, which becomes vested with the status of truma. Although the second skimming was done specifically to complete the 101 measure, it's permitted.
Why is he going to do the skimming again? What's the reason behind
it? It says here, number 8, the first skimming was done in order to separate the truma sar from the chulin. The second skimming was done so that the composite mixture of the truma and chulin in the two removed layers should amount to 101. He's trying to imashlem the shear for bittul. So according to Ravasi, it's mutter, according to Kahana, it would be asur because...
And that's not a problem with him about this because...
It was already bittul. It was bottle, again, we said it was bottle as soon as it fell in.
Right.
So the bottom of the pile was oila to we looked at it as if it was muruv, and therefore it was bottle already. So we don't have any issur really. The only thing is, you're being mala on a certain amount to be able to give it to the Kohen, which the one part of the 100 The one saw of it, of course, is going to go to the Kohen. We look at that as if it's Truma. But that's there's no problem of Ein Vat Mes Lachachilah according to that. Yeah. He says it's possible, alternatively, he has one side to say that Ravasi holds that there's no Isser Ein Vat Mes Lachachilah by Drabbanan. Possibly. Okay. Another difference, Aldati Dervasi Yafa Pishlo Shir, even if you didn't leave anything over, let's say the scoop was such a large scoop, you scooped up the whole thing, all 101, in one shot, right? You'd use the, what is that tractor with the big thing in the front called?
Excavator.
Excavator? The front one is the excavator, and the one with the digger.
Front loader.
So you have excavator and front loader. Yeah, my grandkids know what these are. I don't know what they are, but anyway. So if you scooped it up so efficiently that you had nothing left, so then again, according to Rabasi, it's nullified, even if you shoveled the entire pile and did not leave anything over. Let's see. Here, it says over here in 11, if you shovel the entire pile, his intent is obviously not to separate the truma from the chulin beneath it, because you're not separating anything, you're scooping up the whole pile. His sole possible motive is so that the truma atop the pile and the chulin beneath it, which are presently discernible from one another, in the sense that you know generally where it is in the pile, they will become intermingled to allow for nullification. Okay. So again, so turning the page to 44a, according to the Kahana who shashai shir, according to Kahana, you have to leave over something. That'll be the nafkamina. Okay, Zayg is shtark. Have a good evening. And tomorrow night we will be on schedule as usual at 8:30. On Moitzei Shabbos, Simchat Hashem, those who will not be here tomorrow night, it will be I'll be out of town. It will be Zoom only. Moitzei Shabbos, Zoom only. What? Well, it's Thursday night, and a lot of people are going out of town.
Oh, because it's like
vacant. Hi, Stewie. So we shut this off.